T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
How awesome is Minnesota? I lived here 19 years. I feel like I belong here. Many people think I don't, being a Jersey girl. My children are born here. I love living in Minnesota. Okay, the winters aren't great, but this is a great place to live. And I am constantly reminded, albeit we are not perfect, of the goodness of Minnesotans. For example, we have here firefighters from 7 Minnesota departments deploying to Oregon to help fight the deadly wildfires that are ravaging the West. 29 firefighters left yesterday to help protect structures from the fire. Unbelievable. It's inspiring, really. Risking their lives once again, not for their community, but for a different community. On the phone with us now is Eden Prairie Fire Chief Scott Gerber. He, too, sent some of his firefighters off to Oregon. Chief Gerber, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jordana. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm thrilled. You know I used to live in Eden Prairie for many years, so I'm thrilled to have you on the air with me, so thank you. And thank you for what you're doing. How did this come about that you are sending, is it 5 of your firefighters off to Oregon?
Correct. 5 of our firefighters are part of this overall task force, and this all comes from a system called EMAC, Emergency Management Assistance Compact, and it's essentially a state-to-state mutual aid system where other states reach out, look to see if they can get some assistance, and then that help is provided. So with the City of Eden Prairie and our firefighters, we join up, as you stated, with this group of firefighters, 27 folks representing 7 different fire departments: Bemidji, Brainerd, Cross Lake, Eden Prairie, Fisher, Motley, and Spring Lake Park, Blaine, Moundsview. And this group of firefighters then works through this system. We're super fortunate that within this state, we have the Department of Public Safety, and within that is Homeland Security and Emergency Management and the State Fire Marshal's Office. And Homeland Security and Emergency Management coordinates this EMAC system. And so through that system, we're able to muster these folks together and send them there to be able to help.
So did you have volunteers, or did you tell people they were going? How many wanted to go?
No, it's a great question. All volunteers on our end. And so when the request came last week, like many, many cases, when these come, there's a finite amount of time because people are looking to get these resources as soon as they can. And so within the Eden Prairie system, we sent that out to our firefighters. And our firefighters include 9 full-time staff and 95 paid-on-call duty crew staff. And so with our team that we sent from here, it's 1 of our full-time staff and 4 of our paid-on-call duty crew staff, who all have had to give up time from their regular jobs and their families. And so we're super fortunate. And across the state and those other departments that I mentioned as well, many of those same things. People are sacrificing and being willing to give of their time to certainly go out and help others. And I do think we're really fortunate in this state, Midwest values, to be able to have the people helping people. And, you know, we provide mutual aid and automatic aid and help each other's community to community on a regular basis. And this is just a bigger part of that, because we know that when something bigger happens within our state, that people will come help us as well.
Nice. Chief, did you have to drive your own trucks out there?
They are driving their own trucks out there. So, yep, there's 9 vehicles that are part of the task force that's on its way out there now. So within Eden Prairie, we have two of our vehicles that are on our way out there. One is a utility vehicle or a command vehicle that will be used as a command vehicle when it's out there. And the other is an engine. And there's different types of engines. And, you know, in particular, our mission as they go out there for this entire task force is about structural fire protection to be able to help in that capacity, perhaps help cover a city that maybe doesn't have firefighters able to cover right now because they're exhausted from what they've been working with, or maybe help with a damage assessment possibility. And so our trucks that are going out, one of them is an engine and one's a utility vehicle. And so within the task force, Jordana, there's a number of different types of vehicles. And so each of those communities I mentioned are bringing something maybe a little bit different, something like a brush rig or a grass rig or a tanker or a tender that can haul water or an engine that, that would have the types of things like you would see in an engine to, that might pull up in front of your house to take care of a fire there.
Yeah, but it's my understanding that they're also going to try to actually save structures, to save houses and other structures from going in flames. So it's not just support. They're going to be on the front lines.
Absolutely. Yep. And I, you know, typical to these types of responses, and I've had opportunities in my career to be deployed in different parts across the country. Missions change as they continue, but the mission that was given was those exactly as you described it, structural protection. And so there'll be things that continue to evolve because the situation there continues to evolve. And certainly I know our folks all hope that everybody that's part of this task force hopes they can do a little bit to make it a little bit better for somebody else and try to ease the impact that's out there.
But the folks, and I just want to ease community worries, if they had any, which hopefully they don't, the communities that have volunteered firefighters, the ones that you just mentioned, they're still safe and they have you have enough equipment, you have enough people to handle any and all issues that may arise at home.
Great question. And yes, I think people should be very comfortable to know that they're still going to make sure that we take care of the home base as well.
I tell you, when I lived in Eden Prairie, and I lived there for 12 years, we used to come every year to the fire open house and the kids would get in the rigs and we would just have so much fun. So you guys do really great work. And I want to thank you personally for protecting all of us. So thank you, Chief Fire Chief Scott Gerber in Eden Prairie.
Thanks, Jordana. We'd love to have you back. Obviously, it was some bias. We love the community and think we've got a lot of great things going on here.
Yeah. Thanks again. And we'll be praying for all our firefighters out west. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.